Okay, so just in case, just to pull out one key bit from that to relate to the ways of being, is that I'm not sure if you noticed the squirrel, I think I was talking about squirrels, when the two, I guess, what are they, carers, came in and kind of subdued that guy who was talking about squirrels, they used like a needle to, and it was like it was biting, and basically, that's not the only point of that clip, but one of the key points is the anti-psychiatry movement, or people trying to challenge that coloniality of that profession and the schooling of that, talk about people having experiences that are real. And so, for example, the negativity of squirrels with that treatment is a real experience. And so a lot of anti-psychiatry stuff, so for example, the hearing voices movement, so people who are working with people who hear voices, is to engage with those voices and try to understand what those voices are telling us about people's reality. But obviously they're different narratives from the norm, or the normal narrative.
And to tie that in as well, I think to Fanon's Wretched of the Earth, towards, I think it's the last two chapters, he's talking about his experience of being a psychiatrist working with some of the Algerian people, where he explains that no, these weren't quote-unquote sick people as such, or per se. These were people who had things that happened to them, and now we're trying to deal with these traumas, even though these may have been represented or manifested in these different ways.
The anti-psychiatrist movement were based largely where?
Oh, I just, when I say anti-psychiatry, I'm talking about people that I know speak from the Hearing Voices, like the Anti-Psychiatry Network. Different people, so some based in the UK, and then there's some people like the Icarus project is based in the US, these kind of people.
I like that you brought up Fanon right after that, because the complaint usually is Fanon is never talked about unless it is he's used for the anti-psychiatry movement of the West. So all of the stuff he was talking about, what coloniality does to, and the violence, colonial violence does to the nation, doesn't really matter, but they champion him because he's critiquing psychiatry at the core. That just racialized that movement.
Let's emphasize again, there's almost much of this is to de-school, but there's also the decolonial. Whilst there's overlaps, they're not necessarily the same project. They're sort of to take from each other and ultimately to use what, in this context, was a liberatory thrust. To sum up, I know this is like a couple minutes past, but to sum up, we've begun by talking about the ghetto as a place of impoverishment, a place of abandonment. I sort of said I was going to jump beyond that. That was actually playing on words, because again, the ghetto, like the slave scene, is actually one of the primary schools that people have. It's a school in which no physical teacher is there, but the television or the absence of certain interventions means that those people are set and shaped in a set way. We also talked about how those who own the system, the aristocracy, the oligarchy, shape events and how they come to control our minds. We spoke about the half of 1%, the 5%, and the 94%. Finally, there was talk on mass media, and that's where a lot of the second half we tried to emphasize the post-war, the changes that took place, how science came to be used as the new tool of oppression and dominance. We're focusing on how mass media has been used as the new occupying force to take us out of our minds. And we ended by looking at how that takes place within the university and academy context. And finally, feeling off some of the very first things about challenging psychiatry as a colonial tool. We ended by Pat Chadden's piece, looking at other ways in which we could be in the world. And with that, we will say thank you for enjoying.
I was going to say, because if anybody has 10 minutes, or at least 5 to 7, there's
about
what Mugiwa Tiongo was on BBC Hard Talk. And I think it's really worth your while to stay for about 5 to 7 minutes if we can connect.
And also, if you have time, we could break down some of the activities that you went through last week that had a few of you as perplexed as you are today. But with that, thanks everyone for coming, and next week we'll see you then.